Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. We've got a really fantastic call lined up for you guys tonight. I know it's one I'm definitely looking forward to, but before we get started, I just want to thank everyone for remembering my dad today in your thoughts and prayers. As you all know, he started his treatment today. He's in good spirits. I've talked to him several times, but he just wanted me to pass on to you how thankful he is to know that the entire More Success team of associates across North America have him in his thoughts and prayers. So I just want to say thank you very much. I appreciate all the texts and emails and calls that I've personally received today about that. So thank you guys very, very much. But just want to say that Mr. Kenmore and myself, me and Papa, we got to do an exciting event at the corporate office this past Saturday. It was a wonderful time. It's so good to always be able to be on stage with Papa. He did a phenomenal job. Even though he was just a touch under the weather, I will take Kenmore on a not 100% day than I would 99.9% of the associate base on their most outstanding day. He did a top shelf job, just like always. It was so good seeing so many of the More Success team well represented in the crowd. I want to commend David and Gene Peterman. I think their team probably accounted for 40% of the entire room. So they're doing great things here in the Oklahoma market. Just wanted to congratulate them for their big team turnout there. But I always thank all the people that came. It was a fantastic time. But we'd like to really put a sense of urgency into everyone, to remind them, you know, the Dallas Leadership Summit is now open to all associates. If you didn't register today, we're running out of time here. At the very least, make sure you get registered for that Dallas Learning and Training event. It's going to be unlike any event ever conducted on a corporate level before by Legal Shield. You don't want to miss it. I guarantee you it will make a difference in your business. You know, if you're serious about your Legal Shield business, then the Dallas event is a must, and you need to, don't procrastinate, get registered now because it is open to all associates. So if Legal Shield is something you're serious about, you need to be in Dallas. It's just I talked to a few folks yesterday, and I told them that I thought it's a mandatory training event if you're serious about your Legal Shield business. So we'll remind you guys to really close out the month of July strong. The month of August historically for the More Success team is one of the rather largest months in production and recruiting of the entire year. I know historically for me, the 14 plus years I've been involved with Legal Shield, that August is always one of my personal strongest months. So why not go into a huge production and recruiting month with as much momentum as possible? So I encourage you all to really buckle down to get your performance club points, to get those level advancements knocked out, and ride the wave of momentum going into the month of August. So let's definitely pull together and close the month of July out strong. But to get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to go straight out to Ada, Oklahoma, to the leader of the More Success team, original Millionaire Club member, a $500,000 income earner. But most importantly, he's my papa, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Papa, are you there?
I'm right here, Jeremy, excited and ready to go. At least I could talk a little bit tonight. I couldn't hardly talk this morning, so excuse my voice. You know, Jeremy, I had an exciting time today. I spent better than 2 hours with Mr. and Mrs. Stonecipher going over some business and different things. Occasionally he and I meet, and it was a great time. He said to be sure and tell everyone to call tonight hello, and keep up the good work. He may not be associated with Legal Shield, so to speak, but he's still the founder of the company, and he wants to see it keep going full blast ahead. You know, he means it with all of his heart. It's his baby, and he still wants to rock it. You know, Jeremy, so many, many good things are happening right now. And you're right, we had a good time Saturday, but so many good things are happening right now. But I was just saying today, the Performance Club, everybody's talking about it, not everybody's doing it. But I just thought, you know, if you just stop and think, five will keep me alive. If you get those five memberships or 5 points, whichever way you go, recruiting, whatever, every month, if your people get some every month, five will keep you alive and put you in the upper echelon, people. So they'll talk more about that. I won't do it because I want to introduce our speaker tonight, and I want to take a little longer than I usually do because he's such an impressive man. Most of you probably have heard his name. I don't think you know a lot about him. You might know more than I think you do, but, you know, when he graduated high school, he decided to enter the Air Force, and what he don't know that I joined the Air Force at one time. And he's a member of the Special Forces, and he's involved in many combat missions around the world, and he became the commander of the Air Force Leadership School after 10 years, teaching other supervision, leadership, and management. Now, he retired in 1995 and went to work for Mutual of Omaha. We wrote life insurance. But, you know, that really wasn't good enough for this gentleman. He became a member of the prestigious million-dollar round table. He's got extensive background. But what impressed me, and I guess the only two differences between me and him, or three or four or five, is he's better looking. He's a lot tougher than I am. He's smarter than I am. A few minor things like that. Besides that, there's no really real difference, you know. But, you know, he's a former president of a Rotary Club, two-time Rotarian of the Year. But, you know, Herman is a fifth-degree black belt in karate. He's a two-time national fighting champion and world heavyweight fighting champion. He was handpicked to want to be the three black belts in the United States fighting team. He was on the national fighting team from 90 to 93, and 93 won the World Team Fighting Championship. He's won over 400 karate tournaments around the world. In 1992, he was inducted to the United States Karate Hall of Fame. Really, his real call to fame is his lovely children and his grandchildren. That's what I think his real call. He's had four children, two grandchildren. But, you know, right now he's the vice president of the state of Oklahoma for Legal Shield, and he's doing an absolutely great job. He's got this thing straightened around. I know he's got all the Moors behind him 1,000% because he's got what it takes. He goes out there, and he's trying to make it happen. So when you listen tonight, listen real good. And like I said, he does have a black belt. I have a black belt, too, except I have to carry 45 on mine. It does equalize a lot of things. But tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'll quit cutting up. But saying it's my honor and my privilege to introduce a man with such a distinguished background, Mr. Herman Louette.
Well, thank you, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear, Herman. Thank you for Saturday.
Well, thank you very much for that introduction. And I just wanted to let you know that it is definitely an honor for me to be on the call tonight and to speak with everybody that is on the call. But I did want to publicly thank you and Jeremy for the Super Saturday. It was a great job. I've had nothing but a lot of emails and text messages about how great a job you did, and we certainly appreciate you. And, you know, being that you're part of my upline or my upline, so we really appreciate that, too, and all the help that you've always provided my team and myself. But I wanted to talk a little bit tonight, give you a little bit of my background. You've given most of it, and I'm not sure that I beat you out in all those areas, Mr. Moore, but you're the boss. I'm going to let you say what you want to say on that one. But my background, I was born in a little town called Dumas, Texas, and knew I needed to get out of there as soon as I could, and I graduated high school from there. And then I went into the Air Force, spent 20 years there, as you had mentioned, and I moved to Dallas once I retired from there. I got started with Mutual of Omaha Insurance Company. I ended up in Tulsa, Oklahoma 15 years ago when I got a call from the Mutual of Omaha home office wanting me to come up here and develop the office up here. What I didn't know is when I got up here that there was three agents that was all that was left out of an agency that used to have up to 35 agents there. So I had my work cut out for me. Within 2 years, we built it up to 34 agents, and they were all producing. So I was pretty happy about that. Spent 7 years in Mutual of Omaha here in Tulsa. Then John Hancock called me up and said, we want you to do the same thing over there. And I said, no, I'm happy with being right here with Mutual of Omaha. They made me an offer I couldn't refuse. I went over there, and I did that for 5 years. And all the way through all that career, I'd done many other network marketing companies, four or five different ones. And none of them had ever worked for me, and I'd sworn off network marketing, said I never was going to do it again. And obviously, I just didn't have the right vehicle. And then in April of 2005, that's when somebody showed me a DVD, said, we want to sit down and show you something, take about 15 minutes, you may or may not be interested. And I saw an old DVD, some of you may remember, some of the new associates may not, called Never Before, Never Again. I signed up right there on the spot and got started. 9 months later, I left the insurance business after all the things you talked about, the millionaire club member and all that. And went ahead and went full-time with Legal Shield, never thinking that I'd ever be a regional vice president or anything like that of anything, but appreciate I did and found the right vehicle for me. And I think it's the right vehicle a lot of you will find out for yourself, too. But what I wanted to share with you tonight was a little bit about how I use networking groups and referral groups, you know, business networking groups, to actually grow my business. And I do some group, and I also do networking also and building a team. And I've written over 1,500 memberships, have my Golden App Award on that. So I have done a little bit of that. But, you know, in our industry, associates are always wanting to find more ways to build their business and make more sales. And that's in any industry. But, of course, we're the same way. And there's lots of ways to do this. And, you know, you may want to use many different ways. I don't recommend just using one way. Use many different ways to build your business. But one of my favorite ways is using business networking or referral groups. And I'm sure that you, in every area that you're in, you probably have a number of them. In the Tulsa area, we have about 50 or so. Some meet weekly, some meet monthly, but there are about 50 of them in the area. And you can Google in your area to see what's available under business networking or business referral groups and just put your city in there. And matter of fact, even here in Tulsa, our Chamber of Commerce, you can go on there, and they have a listing of all of them in our area that's been reported to the Chamber of Commerce on their website. And at your chamber, you may have that information available also. But I found a lot of different ones. And when I'm looking for them, you know, there's usually two different kinds of groups. Some of them are open groups, and some of them are closed groups. And some of you may already know what I'm talking about. Some of you may already be members of some of the business networking groups. And if you are, that's great. I commend you for that because you can meet a lot of people and build a lot of relationships. But a lot of the differences between the open and closed groups are ones generally that you have to pay some money to be a member of, that you may pay a monthly fee to do that, and generally it closed off to only one person within a particular industry, and not necessarily network marketing, but like one Mary Kay, one Legal Shield, one Arbonne, and then other kinds of industries in there too, and you usually pay a fee for that. And there's a lot of benefits to paying. There may be some extra marketing there. I know that the one I belong to is a closed group, and they have also several different websites that you can go to, and people can find you that way. And then there's other groups called open groups, and basically anyone can attend. You usually don't have to pay anything for it, maybe buy breakfast or lunch for yourself. And you can still only usually have one person from an industry, but, again, you can have other network marketing companies in it. And so those are the difference between open and closed. If you belong to one closed group, most other closed groups don't want you to be a member of them and a member of another closed group, because then you're divided about, well, if it's two realtors in those groups, who do I give my referral to? Do I give it to the realtor in the one closed group or the other one? And so you start having to make choices there. But there's closed groups. There's a couple of them that are well known. One of them is called BNI, Business Networking International, and there's another one that's a national one called Gold Star Referral Clubs, and that's a nationwide referral club too. And some of them, like Gold Star, will allow you to what they call cross club. If you've got several clubs in a particular area, like we've got Gold Star clubs here in Tulsa, and there's three or four different ones, we can go, if our industry's not represented, we can go to those other clubs and cross club and be able to meet other people that we wouldn't normally meet. And again, you're building relationships. You want to be known as the Legal Shield man or woman in your area. And so when people have an issue with identity theft, or whether it's a legal plan issue or something, we can help them with our legal plan, then you want them to be able to think of you first. So you definitely want to build relationships, and that's what it's all about. And people will do business with the people that they know, like, and trust. And that, to me, is very important when you're building those relationships within the club. And sometimes you're going to hear these groups referred to as a tips group or a leads group or referral group, and there's definitely a big difference. Some people use them interchangeably, and maybe they are a referral group, but they call themselves a tips group or a leads group. With tips and leads groups, I don't have a lot of use for them, not that they're bad, but I want a qualified referral, one that's been called and they know I'll be calling them and they expect my call. So if somebody, you know, if somebody says, hey, look, you know what, I've got somebody that's got a legal issue, I've already called them, let them know you'll be calling, they're waiting for your call. That's a qualified referral, and that's what I want. So that's why I love them to be in a in a referral group more than a tips or lead. If I have a tips or lead group, somebody gives me a card, say, hey, look, I ran into this person the other day. Here's their card. Why don't you give them a call? Just use my name. Well, that's almost a cold call. I mean, that's really not any better than me walking into a company, picking up a card, and calling them back later, or going and grabbing a bunch of cards out of a fishbowl in a restaurant and calling them out of there. I want the much warmer call. And if identified properly, they're going to see me, and the same thing I do for them, too, if I have a referral for them. Some clubs also have what they call their business-to-consumer clubs, and that means that businesses do business with consumers, the end user. That could be people like, a lot of times pest control companies, they go into to your homes and spray for your homes and things like that. And there's also what we call business-to-business clubs. Now, business-to-business club is the one I belong to, and that's where other businesses are doing business with other businesses. Now, when I go in there, I also tell them, hey, look, you know what, I work with individuals, but I also work with other businesses and employee benefits, that type of thing, and the small business plan. So I belong to a business-to-business, but I have a lot of my people that are associates that belong to business consumer clubs, and they sell a lot of memberships that way, too. And every one of those consumers in those clubs works somewhere. And so whenever I'm meeting new people all the time, I always ask them, where do they work? And then I said, who is it that handles your benefits? Do you mind if I give them a call and use your name? And that's a little bit warmer call than just making cold calls to companies. So I get a lot of my groups that way also. And the Chamber of Commerce also have a lot of times, they'll have networking breakfasts or lunches that you can be a part of. And basically anyone can go there. Now, there's usually a lower price if you're a chamber member. And if you're not a chamber member, you pay a little bit higher price, but you can still go. And there's a lot of business after-hour events, and I'm sure that a lot of you already attend those. But those are great ways to meet people. And I go around and pick up a business card from every business and every booth that they have there, from every person that is there, too. And so I want to make sure that I do that, introduce myself, give them a card, and move on. Now, we have something called Make a Connection in Tulsa, and sometimes in other areas they have them too. So I would check the website or, you know, Google, find out if they have something called Make a Connection. And that happens about once every 6 months here in the Tulsa area. And the last one I attended was, I think, probably in March. And I got two new associates out of there and sold one group from it. So, and it's a business-to-business networking event, so they do work. Another one that's a nationwide one that's a business-to-business is called Chocolate Blues Business Networking Festival. So if you Google that, they have them all over the country. We've had them here in Tulsa several times. They've got them in Dallas and all major areas. And it's basically, as I said, a business-to-business networking event that brings, sometimes in those groups, we've had hundreds of business decision-makers together, and it's similar to a Make a Connection event where you can meet a lot of different people, and they'll have a table there with all their business cards on it. You can go to all the booths, visit with them, and things like that. And so I do that, and you can Google all these events to find out when you're having them. I do network with other network marketing companies in my area, too, and the reason I do that is I always want to find who the biggest and the baddest network marketer is in other area and other companies within my area, and I want to talk to them about their businesses and how we can help them with legal situations that may come up there. And they're a great prospect for the home-based business writer. Now, again, when I go in there, I assure them that I'm not there to recruit any of their people, but I want to talk to them about the membership and find out when they have training days or when they have get-togethers with their teams so that I can present the plan to them. And I've sold a lot of memberships that way. Some of them are the home-based business writer. A lot of them are the legal plan for the self-employed. Some of them have other businesses that I was able to sell the $75 plans to, and some of them have even been able to do groups in. So the other network marketing companies are a great prospect for you because we have something that they need because they are in business for themselves. And they have to deal with the IRS and stuff like that, and we've got the Schedule C that we'll cover on the home-based business writer. So there's a lot of I would dare say that those of you that are listening tonight, that there's probably a lot of business you're leaving on the table when you're even going to some of these events, because hopefully some of these ideas will trigger in your mind that, hey, look, maybe I can do something a little bit different. Maybe I can do something a little bit better on that. Now, any group that you attend, I don't care which one of these that I've talked about it is, you want to make sure you take plenty of business cards with you. The worst thing you can do is end up at an event and not have anything to give them. And I always make sure, as I mentioned before, I get cards from all of them if you can. And, you know, I want information to be able to contact them back. And I get as many cards, and a lot of them want to spend more time with you. And I might just say, hey, look, I know this is a networking event. I wanted to get your card. I wanted to meet as many people as possible. Here's my card. And if it's all right, I would like to call you and set up a time when we can get together and see how we might be of mutual benefit to each other. Now, when you say something like that, they're never going to tell you no, because they're always looking for the next sale for themselves or how they can network or how they can get referrals, because referrals are a lot easier than doing a lot of cold calls. So even though I say I know it's a networking event and they want to spend time talking, I let them know that I'm trying to get in touch with as many people as possible. They'll appreciate that, and they may even go around and do the same thing. And so when I do that, I gather up all the cards. Now, any of these events, a lot of them, like our the BNIs that are out there, the Gold Star Clubs, and a lot of the other ones that you do, even with chamber events and the breakfast, they may have rotation of tables, or they may have a chance for you to give a small, short, 60-second presentation on what you do. Whatever that is, that if they allow a 60-second presentation, you want to make it concise and to the point so people know exactly what you do. Now, can we tell them everything that we do in 60 seconds? No, we can't do that, because we've got a lot of different areas. But you can concentrate on one area. I mean, one time you may concentrate on individual plans. We help you with wills, traffic tickets, things like that. Or the next one you may want to talk about, hey, we work with two 40-year-old companies, and we work with a lot of people, businesses and things like that, and we help them with wills, speeding tickets, identity theft, and it doesn't cost the company any money directly out of their pocket, but it helps keep their employees focused on the job instead of their problems. And we usually see 60 or 70% of them participate. That's the kind of thing that I say during my 60-second presentation. I always say my name, and Herman Louette with Legal Shield, and then I say it at the very end. So, you know, we can't tell them everything, but pick a particular area that we work in. Maybe it's the small business market you work in. Talk about that. So then, after I've gathered all these cards and I've met a few of these people, I call back on their cards to do what I call a one-to-one. And some of you may be familiar with that, but a one-to-one is just basically where I meet with them one-on-one at a coffee shop, maybe a Starbucks, Panera Bread, maybe even go to their work, although I try to stay out of their workplace because the phone will ring, they'll be interrupted. And I just make an appointment to have a conversation with them about what is a good referral for them, find out a little bit more about what they do, and then I can do the same thing. I tell them a little more about what I do, what a good referral is for me, and how they can talk to people or, you know, start the conversation about what I do so that they can get referrals for me. And I guarantee people will meet with you. And people say, well, they're not going to meet with me outside of my referral group. Yes, they will, because they are interested in getting referrals and telling you about what they do also. So they'll meet with you, and then help them find referrals, and they'll do the same for you. And this is what helps build relationships. When I sit down, I don't just ask them what you do, how long you've been in the area, are you from here originally, how long you've been in this particular industry, what'd you do before, you married, got children, you know, where do they go to school, you know, are they in college now, or where do, are they still in grade school, high school, find out all that kind of stuff. And then once you've done all that, you've built those relationships, watch the referrals start flowing, because they will be thinking about you. If you're one of those type people that don't ever contact them again, except maybe you met them at a networking deal, you're probably not going to get any referrals from them. You need to build those relationships. And then in my particular club that I attend every week, we have a staffing company there. And if you have a staffing company there that are looking for people to put into companies, you know, that are employment agency type things, then it's a bonus for you, because they have a lot of people that don't have slots for that they receive resumes on, or maybe they can't help a person for one reason or another. These are good referrals for us. I mean, they'll refer them to you outside their normal channels, so you don't have to pay for them a lot of times if you're providing referrals back to the staffing company, because they can't help them anyway. So you also want to get their client base, because they're working with a lot of companies, and you want to work into their client base and do group for their employees and write small business plans also. So a staffing company is a great way to do that if you have one within your group. And other ways to find networking and referral groups, a lot of you may have gone to meetup.com. If you go to meetup.com, almost every market is going to have some type of business networking group, maybe an entrepreneur group, and those are good to join also. Because if you go in and join all these groups, you'll find these people. And what you're going to find out, that there's people that are looking for the same thing you are. And if you can find those people that are looking for the same thing you are, they're motivated to help you, because they're motivated to help themselves, and they know that you can work together on that. And, you know, a lot of you have always heard the quote by Robert Kiyosaki, and I know that we've used it in Legal Shield before, that rich people build networks while everyone looks for work. Well, there's different ways to build those networks. We certainly want to build a network in network marketing and recruiting and things like that. But if you build a network of people, and you may have several hundred people that you can pull from, and here's the other thing, too. If you know, if you've got somebody that's looking for a particular industry and you know somebody in that, you can help them, too. But every time you do that and they refer you or introduce you to somebody new, they all work somewhere. And they, so if you're doing group, you can do that. If you're talking about individuals, you know, there's a lot of people that we already know are being downsized, outsized, capsized, whatever you want to call it, and they don't have a plan B. They're looking for something else, and we have that available for them, too. And I find this every day in my networking group, every week when I go, that someone there knows someone who is not employed, their hours have been knocked down, or, you know, they're just working part-time and looking for someone else. So we can help in that area, and you can get those that information from them very, very easily because you're meeting with that group of people. Now, those groups are not usually huge groups. Like my group is about 18 people in our group, and we want to have no more than probably 20 or 25 because we want to be able to manage the group. We want to be able to know those people, and they're running into new people every day and every week. And so am I. And so I'm always going to have new referrals for them, and I'm always looking for referrals for them because I know if I'm looking for them, they're looking for me, and we can help each other. So use business networks and referral groups to grow your business and help fill in the gaps with your other prospecting. Again, don't let this be your only way to prospect. Just let it be part of the way. And I'll leave you with this one final thing that has always something that's helped me. And I always have said, fill your circle with quality relationships, and the quantity will take care of itself. So I do want to thank the Moores for having me on the call tonight. I appreciate it. It's been an honor. Hopefully I've given just a little bit of information that somebody might be able to pull from and help them build their business and help to find an easier way to prospect. And so it's been a pleasure again. And Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, Herman, you sure loaded the wagon. I remember Wilbur Smith said, don't mind the mule, just load the wagon. And you loaded the wagon tonight. If these people were halfway listening, not asleep, taking notes, anyone on the call tonight can certainly benefit from it. It's an honor to have you on our team, and we thank you very much for being on the call tonight. And as you know, we pledge our support to you here in the state of Oklahoma, and if we can help you, you give us a call.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, my friend. Jeremy, do you have anything else to say tonight?
I just want to thank Herman for sharing with us tonight. I got a lot out of the call tonight, and I know, like you said, if folks were paying attention, he opened up a brand new way of going about getting prospects, and I want to appreciate it. I also want to thank Herman for that pen he presented me today, because about an hour this afternoon, I was filling out about 26 apps, and I thought of you every time I signed my name on that, Herman. So,
well, I'm glad you did.
But thank you very much for sharing and being on the call tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Herman, I didn't write any apps, but I thank you anyhow.
You're more than welcome, sir, anytime.
Is Linda Bowden on?
I am.
Do you have any comments, Linda?
You know, Herman, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I absolutely love, I mean, what an amazing call. I don't think we've ever had a call. I've never been on a conference call where anybody talked about what you just talked about. So
I think it's great.
It was fantastic, and I'm hoping, Jeremy, it was recorded for everybody else that was nodding off, you know, because of the hour for the East Coast people. Question I have for you, actually, there's two questions, and the first one can, and they both can be short, but what is your favorite type of networking group and why? And then the second half of that question is about how many hours a week do you spend with your networking group?
Okay, great questions. Well, let me answer the second one first because it's the easier one. We have my networking group meets once a week, and it's on a Wednesday at noon, and we meet at a restaurant that has a separate meeting room, and we meet from 11:45 to 12 o'clock is just kind of a networking talking, and we actually have our networking group that runs from 12 to 1. And I'm a member of the Gold Star Referral Clubs, and I nothing against BNI and all that. They're great clubs, too. the thing I like about them is that we can cross club to other groups and some of the other from, you know, other Gold Star groups within our area. Some of the other clubs that are in the same groups want you to stay within your group, and I like it that I can branch out. The other thing I like about it is very structured. It's not haphazard. There's a script. There's a team leader. They go by the script. We stay on time. We stay focused on what we're doing, and that's the reason why I like them. Now, that's my closed group. I do attend on occasion some other groups. People will invite me in. There's some coffee club deals that are in the mornings, and those are some of the open groups that you don't have to pay for. And I will visit some of those groups, and I'm invited to a lot of them. And I, a lot of times they have speakers, like 10-minute speakers, and that's another thing I didn't talk about. But if you get in with some of these clubs, they're always looking for outside speakers. And identity theft and legal services are a great way be able to be a speaker in one of those groups, and then they get to know you. And, of course, they get your business cards, and you've just built some other relationships. So those are – did that answer your question, Linda? Those are the biggest reasons, and that's why I belong to that particular club. I like the closed group setting because generally they're have a script, they're on track, they do everything in a very systemized manner.
That's cool. And about how many hours a week do you think you spend with your networking?
Well, I spend 1 hour a week just in the actual group, and I'll probably have about three or four of those one-to-ones a week that I'm talking about, because we have new people coming in, and I want to sit down, and those are usually about 45 minutes. We'll spend about 20 or 25 minutes each explaining about what we do, and sometimes they'll extend to an hour, but those extra 3 or 4 hours a week talking to those people, finding out what a good referral is for them and letting them know what I do and find out what a good referral is for me is huge, because they all do business with other businesses or they do businesses with people who all work somewhere. And so those are easy referrals for me because all the people work somewhere. I said, where do you work? And they tell me, I said, do you know that they offer any type of identity theft or legal shield coverage there? No, they don't. Well, who is it that I would talk to in your company that I could spend a few minutes with and show them what we do? And it's a very easy transition into that, both with the company that I'm working with, talking to them about, and all of their companies that they have access to. So probably 4 to 5 hours a week is what I spend on it, but it's prospecting time, which is very well spent.
Oh, I think so. That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Herman. And listen, I need to announce, ladies and gentlemen, Danny Katoa. Yes, sir, big old Danny Katoa from Hawaii will be our guest speaker next Monday night. You don't want to miss that. I tell you what, get out this week, put a little extra effort into it, invite a few people on the call next Monday night, and let's get some brand new people recruited. You don't tell them a guy from Hawaii, Danny Katoa, how great he is and everything. I think that will get some people on that wouldn't even listen for anything except a guy from Hawaii. So let's keep putting God first, folks, just like we've been doing. Keep putting family second. Keep putting legal shield third. And just keep going out there. Unless I told Herman and some of them, I said, you know, Saturday I didn't have a guest there. I was sick, but there was no excuse. I personally didn't have a guest. I apologize for it. If we're going to be leaders, I think we're going to go to these meetings. We need to lead by example. And I did a poor job leading by example Saturday because I had no guest. And a bunch of us right in the meeting there Saturday, we pledged that would never happen again. Thank you for listening tonight. We appreciate everyone on our team, wherever you're from. God bless you, and good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.